Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We head now to the BetQL guest hotline. We're joined by Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. Brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Good morning, Junkies. How are you? I'm great.
Good.
We're doing well.
Good to talk to you, Mike. I'll just get it out of the way. You guys have announced that you're going to skip Patrick's next start, and he'll start the following Tuesday. And he just hit a brick wall this year. I don't know what happened. We've talked about him a bunch. When your starter can't get out of the first inning in two of the last three starts, I guess you got to do something. So is this just kind of give him a break? Is this a confidence thing? What's the reasoning?
Yeah, I just think that we're going to, it's so difficult to work on things during the season because you're always in constant preparation mode for your next start. And I think this will give him a little time to step back. We can go over, we can really dive into the video and the film and give him a chance to do a little tweaking with our pitching people in a less competitive venue where he can come out of the, pitch in a bullpen and work on some things and try and tweak his delivery a little bit and get back on track where we need him to be.
I have no idea. Confidence is such a big part of sports. Has he, during these last couple of years, has he gone to, a sports psychologist or anything like that? Do you guys talk to him about some of those things? I know you've talked about pitching inside, and that's kind of a confident thing.
Well, I think that to answer your question, of confidence is a tremendous factor in success and performance of these athletes. And it doesn't matter how much success you've had in the past or what your paycheck says or what kind of car you drive. Confidence is a fleeting thing. And when things go bad, you have to really dig deep into your mental fitness and try and come out the other end of it, still feeling good about yourself. So it's always a factor with all these players. It's something that we have discussed. He has talked to people about it, and it's something that we have on people on staff to do that, and he has taken advantage of that.
And what's crazy is he's due almost $60 million in the next couple of years, $35 million in his final year. It's crazy, Mike. And I don't know what you guys can do. What's his demeanor after starts when you talk to him, or do you talk to him after starts?
Oh, he takes the ball every 5 days, and when he doesn't, when things don't go right, he faces the media, like the professional that he is. And this guy's had a lot of success in his career. He's been in the top 10 in Cy Youngs twice in his career, and we all know what he did in 2019 and 2018 for that matter with the D-backs. He knows that he's a healthy pitcher and he's way better than this, and he's got to figure out a way to get back to where he has been at in the past and to take this into the future.
All right, so let's get to a positive. Joey Meneses has got three home runs since he's been called up. I always like a story about somebody that gets his first cup of coffee, first time in the major leagues at age 30. He's played internationally. He's been an MVP in the International League, which is the minors. Tell us about Joey Meneses, when you first kind of knew about him, and does he have a chance to be part of like the long-term picture?
Well, Joey is a great example of stick-to-itiveness and you know what it takes to you know to grind your way through the minor leagues to get to the big leagues and reach your dream. And you know it's a good scouting story from our people who had seen him play, you know, for years in the minor leagues and saw him play in Mexico a lot. So, you know, he was a guy that we felt that give us some thump from the right side, you know, in AAA, help that club and would be a piece for us to go reach for if we needed it, which we did after the trade deadline. And those are success stories. They're happy stories. They're upbeat stories because, you know, this guy has obviously earned every at-bat he's gotten here in the big leagues. And you know, the most important part, he's taking advantage of it. So, he's a great story of a guy who never gave up on his dream and a good story about our international scouts who saw him play internationally and you know, told me to pull his name and to sign him to a minor league contract. So I think it's a positive, upbeat story for a very, very good guy and a guy who's paid his dues.
And Mike, you say paying his dues. I mean, how many long, just bumpy bus rides has that guy taken in his minor league career? Does he check into the nice hotels that the Nats stay in on the road? He's like, he's probably looking around like, oh my God, I can't believe the treatment that the major leaguers get. I'd never want to go back again. Or is he just taken as a pro? What's it like for him?
Well, I think that you know, he's very excited, and you know, after 10 years of grinding it out on commercial flights in AAA and long bus rides in A-ball and AA, when you walk into the Four Seasons in Philadelphia, it's probably something that says, wow, I've made it to the big league. So I'm happy for him and his family, and you know, he's taken in the stride pretty well, and it's fun to see, you know, those kind of stories because he's, you know, he's the epitome of a grinder and what it takes to follow your dreams and stay with it.
Mike, can give us a little idea of JoJo Gray, and is he going to be shut down anytime soon? He's at 106 innings. He threw 62 last year. He's had 20 starts this year. Is he going to go the rest of the year, or will he be shut down here the next couple starts? What are you thinking?
No, we're not thinking of shutting him down. He'll dictate, when he's had enough. If he's had enough, we're trying to get him through the season. Mm-hmm. It's his first full season pitching in the big leagues. I think that he's shown flashes of what he's going to be in the future. The guy has swing and miss stuff, and like a lot of rookies in their rookie season, you know, makes occasional mistakes and pays for it because this is the big leagues and. There's no higher league than this one. So but all in all, I think he's progressing beautifully. I think that, again, you see flashes of him. And this guy taking the ball every 5 days is a way that, he's getting better each and every year, and a guy that we know that we can count on, you know, for years to come and be one of our rotation starters that's going to be and then next group of guys that's going to be our next championship club.
So you talk about the next group of guys. I know traditionally in September you start making some of the call-ups. Will we see some of the guys you traded for before that?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the timeline is on promotions. McKenzie Gore is that'll be dictated by his health and his rehabilitation status. At the time, and we want to give CJ Abrams some reps, in our organization, and trying to so he could be comfortable that he knows the Nationals' way of playing the game and that type of thing. So I'm not sure about timing of promotions, but those are two major league capable players that will get to the big leagues as soon as they're ready. And the September deadline is changed from the years past where, we would bring up 11 guys, in September. Now you're only allotted two extra players. So we'll see how that pans out when we get closer to the date.
Mike, I talked to James Wood's dad last night. He had a, I think he had two or three hits last night down in Fredericksburg. Maybe 2 for 5 or 3 for 5. I did see, I think he hit a home run in his first game with Fredericksburg. So
nice.
He's off to a good start. I think he's 7 for 20 maybe in 3 or 4 games. So obviously you've been paying attention to those numbers. Any chance he might get bumped up a little bit from Fredericksburg before the end of the minor league season?
You know, we're not sure what the progression is going to be with him or with the other guys. We know that Fredericksburg is, you know, they're in the playoff hunt, and James is a big part of that lineup. You know, again, trying to get his feet wet with the way we do things here in Washington as opposed to San Diego. So, you know, I don't think there's any hurry to push guys to the next level, especially from A-ball to A-ball. You know, this guy's extremely capable of succeeding at that level and the next. So he's a big part of what we're trying to do. He's an exciting player, and I'm down here in West Palm Beach with our newly acquired drafted players in our Florida Complex League, watching those guys, you know, have to make a push for the playoffs. And it's fun to see these young kids running around and you know, doing their thing.
Mike, it was also fun to see Eric Green's video of his son, Elijah Green, the number 5 overall pick, hitting a homer in his debut in that Florida Complex League you just mentioned. Talk about Elijah and the fact that he grew up with a pro as a dad. So he's been raised in it. It's a different sport, obviously. His dad played football. But what's that like, having a pro dad for one of your draft picks in Elijah Green?
It was a fun day yesterday. I was actually at the game and saw our newly acquired prospect Susanna pitch. He started that game and Elijah hit a bomb home run, and one of our other high school drafts, Cox, was 2 for 3 and made a couple of nice plays in the outfield. So yeah, it's fun to watch those guys and see them at the infancy of their progression to the big leagues, and then you flash back, you know, 2 or 3 years from now when they're in the big leagues, and you know, you look back and say, wow, I remember sitting in West Palm on a sultry 95 degree day and watching those guys get after it at noon. It was fun, and Elijah's a guy that he's got huge skill set and tools and the right attitude and great makeup, and talked to his dad a little bit yesterday, and it's just a great support system for him. He knows, being a such a high profile professional athlete, he knows the highs and lows that sports can bring you. So I think that Elijah will be well equipped for that, and he just kind of has a big league persona to him, and I think a lot of that has to do with being in the big leagues with following his dad for so many years in the NFL.
Mike, I don't know if you saw the story. There was a Pirates infielder, Rodolfo Castro, who had a phone fly from his back pocket during the game, during a slide into third base. Have you ever heard of players having their phones on them during a game?
That should be immediate suspension.
Phone's a new one on me. I've seen rings and those type of keys and that type of thing. I've never seen a cell phone fly out of the pocket. That had to be interesting to watch. What did they do? Did they take the phone out of the game? I don't even know what the rules are there. I would imagine you're not supposed to have a cell phone in your back pocket.
No. I think it was just a call up too, right?
I don't know, but Mike.
I see what you did there. A call up, JP.
Mike would be pissed. You know how pissed Mike would be if Luis Garcia had a phone in his back pocket?
He'd be the most pissed, I would guess.
Yes, you would, Mr. Rizzo. All right, hey, Mike. Hey, real quick, Mike. I know you're not going to give us names, but when you expand the rosters by 2 September 1st, possibly Cade Cavalli, possibly CJ Abrams, possibly?
It's a possibility. Again, it's a possibility. Not committing to any of them because we're not sure where we're going to be or what we're going to need or what we're going to what we're going to do at that time. So, but they both, they're both close to the big leagues and they're both, getting ready to be big pieces of our big league puzzle. So, it's not wouldn't be uncommon to mention those two names because they're, you know, very close to the big leagues already.
I got to ask you before we let you go, this weekend will be interesting because who's coming back? Juan Soto. And they've struggled since the trade. They're 2-5. They got a walk-off last night from Machado to beat to win that game, to beat the Giants. Hader almost blew the game, by the way, another guy they acquired. But what do you think the reaction, the fan reaction and attendance is going to be when Juan comes back for the Padres?
I think the fan reaction will be very positive. You know, Juan's done a lot for the organization in his tenure here. He was a member of a championship that won it. So I think it'll be a positive positive atmosphere, a positive reception for him. And I think it'll be a big crowd because San Diego's an exciting team to watch. They're a good team, and I'd like to beat them a couple of times. It'll be fun.
Mike, thanks as always for the time. Enjoy the rest of your time in Florida. We'll talk to you again soon.
See you, Mike.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Yep. That's Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals, brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. When we come back, we'll get back into the Commanders. Is Ron feeling the heat now that he fired Sam Mills III, his defensive line coach, before the first preseason game? We'll get into that next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. So the big news coming out of Commanders camp yesterday was defensive line coach Sam Mills III was relieved of his duties by head coach Ron Rivera just a few days before preseason game number one as the Panthers come to FedEx this weekend, 1 p.m. game on Saturday. Sam Mills III is out after spending 11 years with Ron Rivera. Is Ron starting to feel the pressure of going into year three that he needs more production out of a very expensive defensive line that hasn't lived up to the hype that it's garnered over the last few years?
To answer your question directly, I don't think he's feeling extra heat. I think he's felt heat from the get-go. Year one, he's battling cancer. He's taken over a team with all kinds of off-the-field stuff swirling. Mm-hmm. He's had to deal with the Dan Snyder nonsense for a couple of years. He's gone through the name change stuff. And his team has only had 7 wins in both seasons. Mm-hmm. Regardless of that defensive line coach, he should be feeling heat. I don't feel like it's extra. Mm-hmm. It's year three. I think they are desperate to win. They kind of made a desperate move to bring in Carson Wentz because they weren't able to get the top quarterbacks. So I think it's all about winning this year. He can come on this show, which he did, and try and lessen the expectations, but he's got to feel some heat. I don't know if this is additional heat, just because you have to win. It's year three.
Yeah, I mean, there are certainly many reasons why you could say he's feeling pressure, but the timing of this particular move is just a head-scratcher for me because this stuff was happening last year, And the fact that he came back and brought back the same guys in the staff, and specifically Sam Mills. And I was calling him Sam Mills Jr. earlier in the show. I apologize. His dad was Sam Mills Jr. Sam Mills the third.
Right.
But to bring back Sam Mills, knowing that the defensive line wasn't a big fan of Sam Mills, mm-hmm. the defensive line coach.
Yeah.
Why'd you wait?
It's a great question.
You know, I mean, and then we talked about it earlier. He went away for his dad's induction to into Canton, and apparently practice was awesome. Carefree, everyone was getting along. They loved it. He comes back. Players aren't happy. Mm-hmm. Ron's got to make a move.
Some really interesting quotes from J.P. Finley after he heard about the firing. He quoted, "I expected Sam Mills to go in January," Finley said on 106.7 The Fan moments after the news was announced. "I thought it was a necessary change for this coaching staff. I know and have reported that some of the D linemen didn't have the best relationship with Sam Mills, but I was told by a bunch of folks Ron is too tight with Sam and the Mills family for this to happen." The fact that Ron Rivera allowed in that press conference that, yeah, this was incredibly difficult. So maybe Ron didn't really, in his heart of hearts, didn't want to do it, but realized that it had to be done. That he couldn't go another season with disharmony in that room with Sam Mills III leading it.
And just the guys played better.
At a breaking point.
I find it hard to believe that they would play differently in a training camp practice session with the other guy in charge. But we know that part of what coaches do is they'll watch all of the practice film. And if they saw more productive reps and happier guys, mm-hmm. maybe Ron Rivera finally said, "Hey, this is the last straw. In fact, we are better off without him." And his job is to do everything in the best interest of the team.
Yep.
And even though it was probably very tough personally, best interest of the team, we're better with the other coach.
All right, well, and I said this early in the show, if the defensive line was kind of using that as a crutch because they didn't like the coaching and the teaching of Mills, all right, well, now he's out because you guys wanted him out. Go prove that you are a better defensive line than you were last year.
Did you see Jonathan Allen yesterday?
Yes.
After
yes,
this?
Yes.
I thought it was interesting. Now, Jonathan Allen, I remember when the Jack Del Rio stuff happened, he basically said, "Look, I don't have to agree with him off the field. I don't care about off the field.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be a good football player and a good football, you know, have a good football team."
He wants to win. Yeah. He wants to win.
And I feel like he had kind of that same attitude about this. Like, hey, I just got to do my job. Whatever happens above me, happens above me.
True, but he was one of the reasons that he's gone.
And to me,
maybe
the Mills firing, if I'm Jack Del Rio, that is the first shot across the bow. That should have Jack Del Rio's, all of his radar and his signals blinking super red. That he's going to look at Mills and say, "Well, if he goes after Mills, I'm basically next. Like, if the defense is my responsibility, and if they're not better and they don't live up to their capabilities and don't start performing better, I'm going to be right after Sam Mills, probably in the offseason." I don't think Jack Del Rio survives anything better than like a top dozen unit finish.
Yeah, maybe
like he
not.
He better be in that neighborhood, or he's going to be looking for his next gig sooner rather than later. That's just my opinion. He can't turn in a clunker like a 20th ranked defense. You just can't.
Well, if they have a 20th ranked defense,
they just can't do it.
They're going to miss the playoffs.
You would
and
think.
If they miss the playoffs,
the whole staff might be gone.
The head coach should be on the hottest of hot seats.
He'll be in the hot seat. Like, I think Ron might survive it as long as it's not like a 5-win abject disaster. But if the defense falters again, I think that's unsurvivable for Jack Del Rio. And this is the first red flag for Jack Del Rio. Well, not the first. This is at least the second or third real red flag that, okay, he's going to fire Sam Mills. That means if things don't get better with me in charge, I could be next. I think that has to be the way he's thinking, right?
Yeah, I like it has, totally agree.
It has to enter his brain, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, but again, if these are four first-round picks now on your line, all right, and some backups that are pretty high picks too.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and prove that you're one of the best defensive lines. Go out there and prove it to everybody. Everyone thought you were going to be top five last year. This should be the strength of your defense. those four guys.
Absolutely.
Now, Chase is not going to be there to start the year.
Look at the draft capital that's been poured in there.
So go out and prove that you were worth first-round picks.
They've been doing what Cakes hates, besides the Jahan Dotson pick, drafting nothing but first-round defensive players.
Because
toss Jamin Davis in there, too, at linebacker.
Not the biggest fan of that plan. Has it paid a lot of dividends
it
so far?
It certainly hasn't so far. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Do you think the head coach, Ron Rivera, is starting to feel the heat? And as such, he fires Sam Mills. Like I said, I don't think he's starting to feel the heat. I think he knows there's going to be some heat. It's year three. He's also felt it the whole time. Like, think about his tenure. I remember us talking about this after year one, the old hypothetical. Do you think Ron would have taken this job if he knew?
Well, I asked him that. Remember that? I asked him that. And he paused. I don't think he was ready for that question.
Are you guys getting psyched that Warren Sapp is out there with Kerrigan filling in some of these holes?
Warren Sapp's a Hall of Famer. Of course you want that guy talking to your defensive line and imparting his wisdom about how to play the game.
Well, clearly they knew something going on because Sapp is good friends with Skinnia.
Right.
And they brought him in the day that Mills is fired, and he's named as the lead D-line coach. So,
yeah,
I mean, Sapp's been out there, I think, numerous times. But maybe there's something in the official capacity that
maybe
Sapp might be interested.
Maybe Sapp will be the guy next year. Who knows?
Well, remember, he was financially felted. He was one of those guys.
Yeah. That's right.
Or Sapp. I'm sure he would take the job because he was at NFL Network and he was making money and he had some sort of sexual assault allegations. I've forgotten the details, but I think he went busto, right?
Well, I don't think he was very good with his cash. Hopefully he's on more stable ground at this point. Speaking of the guy who's taking over for Mills, I don't think we talk enough about the fact that Jeff Sganina was a 7th-round pick. And he somehow cobbled together a 17-season career in the NFL.
That's unbelievable.
How many 7th-round picks
underdrafted
even make teams?
Not many.
Let alone carve out double-digit, almost 20 years in the league. That's pretty amazing to me.
I don't know if they can hire Warren Sapp. I'm sorry to go back. Do you know what he did? What is he alleged to have done?
I mean, I can't quite remember, but I'm sure you're going to refresh my memory.
So he was at NFL Network.
Yeah.
And he admits to buying sex toys for one of the former workers.
Well, that's something that wouldn't fly in the workplace in 2022. I'm going to guess he's not going to be doing that for the Commanders.
He said,
probably
we were
not
sitting there around Christmas time and everybody brought a Christmas gift. He goes, I was just bringing a little holiday joy for everybody.
Man, that is... How long ago was that? What's the year?
2017.
That was just 5 years ago. He thought that he could get away with that in a real workplace.
During an interview with
Plug the Gap has a different type of meaning, Cakes.
Yeah. Sapp didn't deny the claims. On the issue of sex toys, Sapp admitted that he bought, I don't know who this one was, NFL Network employee Jamie Cantor,
well, doesn't
a sex
who,
toy.
Doesn't
but he claims it
is.
Was harmless fun. Little toys for ladies that move around a little bit. I
mean, could you imagine bringing in something from a sex shop for a female coworker here at Odyssey? Could you imagine bringing one, like plopping it down on the desk of one of the account executives?
How'd that get out?
We would be fired within 5 seconds.
And, by the way, on his resume, he's been arrested for soliciting prostitutes.
Right.
And, allegedly, taking a wee-wee in front of a stylist.
You know what? With all that, with everything the Commanders...
I just don't think they can hire him.
He's unhireable. He's too toxic.
Well, but he's there anyway.
Yeah, but he's...
Because people haven't looked into it.
That's like he's been hired.
He's kind of there in an... He's almost there like an unofficial capacity, like a drop-in.
I understand that, but with all the off-the-field stuff, all that
stuff... You can't hire him. The Commanders
can't hire him. I'm just wondering why
he's
even in the park.
It's a great question. That apparently have turned a blind
eye.
What if
Jonathan Allison? He's the man. We got to have him on staff. Chase comes and goes. He should be our defensive line coach.
If Ron loves him,
is Ron going to hire him?
Here's what he can do:
consulting role behind the scenes.
Consultant. He has to be. He can't be a forward facing guy and an official part of the coaching.
He can't
staff.
Be on the sidelines during game day.
Probably not. Not with that litany of of weirdness in the workplace in his past. Maybe it flies in another spot. it can't work here.
He made $60 million in his career, but he did some sort of construction housing project, and he went bust-a-rooney. His celebrity net worth is $500,000. For a guy that made $60 million?
Well, I mean, if you sink all of your money into a shady real estate deal, it can...
Kicks has that just in Bitcoin.
It can evaporate with... it can evaporate with the quickness.
All right, real quick, let's go to Shane in D.C. Let's talk about Del Rio.
All right. Shane, you're on with the Junks on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Good morning.
Shaner?
Shane right. does not sound like he or she, unisex name.
All right, you had your shot.
Is up to the task. If you want to weigh in on Sam Mills III being fired, you're welcome to
do so. Do you think it's a big deal? See, I'll be honest, I might be in the minority here. It sounds like Jason thinks it's a big deal, and most people seem to think it's a big deal.
What do you mean?
When I heard the story yesterday,
what, the firing?
And I was just thinking about Sam Mills, I was like, that's a D-line coach.
No, it's...
Here's J.P. Finley's
quotes from
yesterday.
But see, on the surface, it's a big deal because you don't see position coaches fired 2.5 weeks into
camp. No, I agree with that. The timing is very weird. You wonder why he didn't do it in the offseason. But in terms of effect on the team,
I see
it as inconsequential.
We'll see.
Here were J.P. Finley's quotes. I don't know how to say this. I recognize that people think this is just a position coach. Maybe he's not that big of a deal. This is a big deal, folks. This is a really big deal. Ron Rivera has been steadfast in his commitment to his staff. They haven't made changes. This is a big change at a position where they've invested a ton. First round picks. So, I mean, J.P. Finley thinks it's a really big deal. So, what
do you, though?
I think it's a pretty big deal to whack one of your position coaches a month before the season. A guy that's been by your side for 11 years. I think it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is. It is.
If you think it's a big deal, let us know.
Look, people in Kansas City and Denver and Seattle and Chicago, they don't care.
Yep.
But here locally, it's a big deal.
If you want to weigh in on that, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can save 40% now during Thompson Creek Window Company's hot summer sale. For a limited time, buy one window and get one 40% off, including expert installation and incredible finance options, too. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs replacement windows without the middleman markup, so you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. And because your windows come direct from their local factory, Thompson Creek can replace them faster than the competition. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Save 40% by calling 855-57-CREEK now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. If you want to contact us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067, is the firing of Sam Mills III during training camp a big deal? J.P. Finley from B. Mitch and Finley seems to think it's a pretty big deal, and he's very plugged in with the team.
He's way more plugged in than J.P. Flame, who doesn't think it's that big of a deal.
He certainly is the more plugged in of the two J.P.s.
I just don't know that it has a major impact. Like, does changing your defensive line coach make you a better team? I don't know. You have so many coaches on an NFL coaching staff. Starts with the head coach, but then the coordinators are hugely important. I think the quarterback's coach, like if you had to go through your list of important coaches, You'd go head coach. You'd probably go offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. You'd go quarterback's coach. I don't know where defensive line coach falls in there. There are like 25 coaches.
I know, but they're the position coach. I mean, they spend more time with those players than anybody. It's more time than Rivera and Del Rio do.
And if they hate their position coach, which it sounds like these guys.
Correct.
The word Jason used early in the show was despised.
Yeah.
They apparently despise Sam Mills.
That's polite.
The third. And that's a polite word.
That's a polite term.
If you like your boss, you're going to try. Aren't you going to work a little harder for a boss that you actually like?
Maybe they're going to be softer. They were happy as hell. I just remember years ago, I used to drive a carpool of girls to travel soccer team. Mm-hmm. Okay. When the head coach wasn't there, they were butt-sized because the assistant coach, apparently, it was a chiller.
Right.
And they were having more fun. And the way Jason is describing it is the guys were having more fun laughing at practice. Does that make you better?
It was more carefree.
Maybe it does.
I don't know. Possibly. Might make for a better working environment.
Sometimes a hard ass helps.
It can.
Yeah, but it could be more than that.
I don't know. He used the term philosophy.
I mean, who knows what that means? That's coach speak. I think it was more personality driven, but who knows what the rift was? But I think if there's someone that you don't enjoy being with every single day.
Right.
Every single day.
Yep.
Because you're with them for hours, for 6-7 months, you're with this guy. If you don't like him, of course you're not going to perform up to your level.
Let's go to Tyler.
Can't imagine you would in any industry.
Tyler's checking in from Richmond. Tyler, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
What's up, Junks? What's Thanks up? For taking my call.
Thank you for listening.
Hey, I want to comment on Sam Mills.
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump said it best, drain the swamp. Del Rio should have been gone.
Well, he might have one more year.
Yeah,
the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Last Do you think they're going to be a better unit? You think they're going to be a better unit because they have moved on from a defensive line coach?
I don't know if they'll be better, but they're not going to be worse.
Well, I'd agree with that.
That won't be too difficult.
No, you wouldn't think.
I think what JP is getting at is that he disrespects position coaches.
Yeah.
No, not all.
I think just say it because you don't think that he can teach them anything because they're already professional athletes and they should know everything. I mean, if this guy's a good coach and he can bring a different vibe, and just because he's not a hard ass doesn't mean he's a loosey-goosey, let's play grab ass type of coach.
Well, actually, I don't know. He might be a hard ass. I don't know. Do you know the coaching style of the new defensive line coach?
I'm picking up on what you're saying because he's not Sam Mills. So you were saying that they were just carefree, and I'm not getting that vibe
at all.
That
was Jason's description of the first day of practice with the new defensive line coach.
Well, I don't get that vibe at all watching the videos. It looks like detailed.
I'm not saying that it was carefree and they were all smoking and joking. I'm saying they were a happier unit with Mills not there.
Right, with him being out of the equation.
I'm not saying Zaganina or however you pronounce it isn't hard ass. I'm sure he's very vocal. But what I'm saying is I think that you were getting a better reaction from that unit, and they were playing better probably as a unit more than they did when Mills was there. And Ron knew that. So when Mills came back, Ron had to make a move.
What I'd say, Drab, is I do think positional coaches can make a difference. Defensive backs coach can make a difference. They look at film. They can look at every little tendency and the details. Mm-hmm. That definitely can help. But I don't think it is a huge impact in terms of wins and losses.
By the way, I don't really
know. I think number one, it starts with talent. We all know that. It all starts with talent. So will he be able to access something that Mills couldn't access in these talented players who were first-round picks?
I don't know anything about Sam Mills, the third. But I do know that I feel bad for him in this respect. That he spent however many days a week celebrating like the life and the accomplishments of his dad going into the Hall of Fame.
And then he comes back and he's canned.
He gets freaking pink slipped by Ron Rivera the day he gets back. Or a couple days after. The highs and the lows of what he's gone through, like in the last
tough business.
7 or 8 days. It is a tough business.
And you brought up a good question. Will Sam Mills III be hired by another staff? Because we'll he's got buddies all over the place.
Sure, he has to have made connections.
He was with Carolina forever.
Right.
But that's a great question.
I'd be intrigued to see if he gets picked up either this year or during the offseason.
I'm guessing he'll get a job.
Probably.
And if it's not in the pros, maybe he goes to college.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just a big story.
I think the boys behind the glass are cooking something up with intern John as far
Johnny.
As... I think he's been really like nose to the grindstone over the last few days trying to figure out a good Twitter handle, and he's been running into like a brick wall. He hasn't really come up with anything. Have you boys helped
him? Is your name not available? Because I would advise the name being number one.
Well, I don't think he really likes to go by his name right now in radio.
Right.
He kind of wants to distance himself from the family name, be his own man.
Okay, understood.
So, and I respect that.
Sure.
So he's been grinding in here asking Valdez and myself for ideas for his Twitter handle. Also, I don't know if he loves the name Intern John.
Okay, he might not.
I don't know. I don't think I love that
name. Sounds like a doctor from a porno.
Okay. There you go.
I do like Valdez's impression of
him,
too.
He wants to pitch his new name to you guys.
Okay.
Or his new Twitter handle.
Right. To be honest, interns don't name themselves. They're named by the staff members.
That's been the tradition.
That's usually the custom.
But Valdez did give him this name, so I think that qualifies.
Okay. So what's the worked up name that we're dealing with here?
Yeah, so Valdez gave me this name. It's PATKing_1.
PATKing_1. So
like Pat point, King.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Point after touchdown King _1.
He likes the name Pat King.
He wants to go by Pat King, not Intern John.
I think it's okay.
I think it's look, it works for us.
I think it's okay.
I think if you care about your brand and like you actually want to get into radio and studied in school down the road, it's going to be very confusing. Like everybody's going to say, what does this mean?
No, it doesn't matter. That could just be his radio moniker is Pat King.
Pat King.
He's Pat King.
Like Pat O'Brien, Larry King, Pat King.
Also, I don't love anybody that's got an underscore in there.
I have an underscore in mine.
Pat King 1 was
taken. I think optimally, if you didn't have to go underscore, I bet you would have preferred it.
I would have.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat King 1 was already taken. So
could do Pat. Yeah.
Who's that? Justin Tucker?
McAfee. I don't hate it. I don't hate Pat King. Is it _1?
Should we do Pat King 21, my football number?
Sure.
Are they disrespecting your FGs, by the way?
It does flow better.
I don't even know what that is.
To steal
field goals.
To steal from Justin Timberlake and the social network, Pat King 21 flows better than Pat King _1. That's true. Just my personal takeaway. It's cleaner. It just is.
Yeah, I agree.
And you could just bill yourself as, hey, my radio name's Pat King. Nobody needs to know it counts for kicking an extra point. Nobody cares. You're just Pat King. It's a radio name.
You know who you are to me? Johnny. That should be your Twitter handle. @Johnny.
You know what? I'm all
that's
in.
That's definitely taken.
I'm all in on Pat King.
Yeah, but not saying it that way.
I'm sold on Pat King.
It's got to be emphasized.
I'll work
Johnny.
With it. It works better to me than Intern John. I met Intern John from 99.5 last week or two weeks ago.
He would agree with me. The name John stinks. It's plain. It's vanilla. It's boring. Pat King, greater than John. All right, we got to get out of here. We will see you again tomorrow. B, Mitch, and Finley coming up next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.